You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
On Editor's Pick of the Day, today we track the IDBI-LIC deal. Welcome.
Editor's Pick of the Day.
LIC saves another government institution.
A Money Control exclusive.
We've been following the news that LIC may enter the banking sector by picking up a majority stake in IDBI Bank. The government wants to sell a big part of its stake in IDBI to Life Insurance Corporation of India, and this deal will grant LIC promoter status in IDBI. This is essentially an effort by the central government to revive the bank. As a First Post report put it, the government's milch cow was back in action. The centre has an 80.96% stake in IDBI, while LIC holds a 10.82% stake in this bank. The deal with LIC could involve both real estate and non-core entities of IDBI Bank, valued at around 14,000 crore rupees. This will be an additional 30% stake in the stressed PSU bank, primarily via fresh equity shares. The bank had an abysmal fourth quarter, the worst among PSU banks. It reported a net loss of 5,662.76 crore rupees during Q4, much higher than the 3,199.8 crore loss in Q4 of the previous fiscal year. This was due to an 80% year-on-year jump in provisions. Provisions for NPAs stood at 10,773.3 crores in the March quarter. That's 78% higher than what IDBI had reported in Q4 FY17. The net NPA ratio rose to 16.69%. The bank was profitable on an operating profit level, with pre-provisioning operating profit at 2,361.92 crores, that's up 126% year-on-year. Most of this was a result of a 277% spurt in non-interest income to 2,699.68 crore rupees, as the bank earned 4,408 crores from the sale of non-core assets. But overall, it was a bad year for IDBI Bank. The bad loans piled up, forcing it to provide for potential losses. NPAs make up 27.95% of the bank's loans. The bank said it will put a massive 21,397 crore rupees of bad loans from large companies on the block in order to speed up recovery. The centre infused about 10,610 crore rupees into IDBI last fiscal to help the state-owned lender maintain the regulatory minimum in capital adequacy. The government has also been talking about banking reforms by reducing its stake in lenders progressively. IDBI Bank could prove to be the easiest option, as it is not under the Bank Nationalisation Act and does not depend on legislative changes. Enter LIC. As a First Post report observed, the government's milch cow was back in action. The insurance company has a huge corpus built upon insurance premiums and ULIP funds. Its business model goes something like this: collect an insurance premium from the common public and deploy that money in investments, the profits of which will enable the insurer to meet its commitments to consumers and keep the organization's financial health intact. The government has been digging into these funds at its discretion to make its assets sales, including public sector IPOs, FPOs and bond sales, a success. And this has been going on for a while now. Back in 2013, LIC was the largest investor for equity stake sales by the government. Of a total of 46,700 crores raised by the government in that year, LIC provided 11,000 crores, or that's about 21.4% of the total figure. In 2015, LIC had agreed to invest 1.5 lakh crores in the Indian Railways by year 2019. This year, 5,000 crore rupees of that amount was cleared by the government. But LIC's white-knighting habit faces a regulatory hurdle. Under current norms, an insurance company can buy only up to a 15% stake in a bank, beyond which it requires special permission from the regulator. One report observed that LIC holds stake in all 21 public sector banks, and in at least 6 of them, it has stakes over 10%. So the question everyone is asking is, why is LIC, whose operations hinge on collecting public money, investing in a loss-making bank? If it becomes the majority shareholder in IDBI Bank, it will own what is basically a white elephant, one that has an insatiable appetite for taxpayer money. Analysts have remarked that a one-time investment might not suffice to fill the capital void in the bank. IDBI Bank could require large capital infusion every year. This is pretty evident. The state-run banks are set to line up before the PMO for survival capital nearly every year. Some media reports claim that these banks are never able to fend for themselves from the market, which their private sector counterparts do fairly well. Also, not to forget, the government's recapitalization plan isn't really a huge success. The demand for capital is so huge that even the 2.11 lakh crore capital infusion that was announced last year isn't adequate to fill the capital void of PSU banks that are just about treading water bad loans-wise. The grumbling over this deal is not without reason. First, there's the conflict in LIC itself. LIC is an insurance company whose loyalty should first rest with its policyholders. As one analyst notes, LIC is not a bailout institution as the government has been treating it. Then there's the regulatory obstacle. The Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, or IRDA, has capped LIC's equity investment in other firms at 15%, but the insurer has some leeway as it is under the LIC Act 1956. Which precedes the IRDA Act of 1999. As per this Act, the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority is the supreme authority in India for the purpose of framing and implementing laws and guidelines for companies operating in the insurance sector. This includes LIC as well as private insurers. The government has reportedly approached the regulator to approve the stake sale. LIC is a big player in the loan market. According to the insurer's FY17 data, it gave over 1 trillion rupees in loans. The RBI has been less than happy about LIC's links with banks and flagged the risk of contagion should things go awry at the insurer. Now comes the news that the IRDA will meet on Friday to discuss a possible easing of rules to facilitate this deal. Sources told Mint that the government is keen to sell a 43% stake in IDBI Bank under the provisions of the LIC Act. They added that, and we quote, "The Insurance Act does not allow an insurer to take more than 15% in a company, so an exemption may be required from IRDA for the stake sale to go through," unquote. According to the Insurance Act, insurers with assets of 50,000 crore rupees to rupees 2.5 lakh crores can buy 12% equity, while a company with assets of less than 50,000 crores can buy 10% equity in a company. LIC had total assets under management of more than 30 lakh crore rupees, including equity and debt. Of the total investment, around 5.74 lakh crores is in equities and 19 lakh crores is in debt, which includes central government securities, state government securities and corporate bonds. Of the total debt investments, 4 lakh crores is in corporate bonds. LIC has gross NPAs of 5.75% and net NPAs of 1.6%. The insurer clearly has made adequate provisions. LIC has already exceeded the 15% investment cap in a few companies and has called them legacy investments. The insurer has been given time till December 2018 to scale down its stake in these companies to under 15%, a deadline that will most likely get extended. LIC has been asked not to make fresh purchases that will take its stake in a company to over 15%. In 2013, a special request was sent to the IRDAI from the Finance Ministry to allow LIC an investment cap of 30%. However, the regulator refused to negotiate and capped the equity exposure of all insurance companies, including LIC, at 15%. IDBI Bank has a market capitalization of nearly 23,000 crore rupees, while its real estate assets as well as its investment portfolio are estimated to be worth over 20,000 crore rupees. Among its non-core assets are investments in the National Stock Exchange, IDBI Federal Life Insurance, IDBI Mutual Fund, IDBI Capital Markets and National Securities Depository Limited. Taking into consideration these factors, the sources said that the current valuation of the bank does not reflect its inherent fundamentals, and at this juncture, it would be a better proposition to rope in a state-owned entity as a strategic investor.
Editor's pick of the day.
LIC saves another government institution.
A Money Control exclusive.
In his budget speech for 2016-17, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley said that the process of transformation of IDBI Bank had already begun. He said, and we quote him, "The government will take it forward and also consider the option of reducing its stake to below 50%," unquote. Mr. Jaitley has also said that India is not ready for privatization of public sector banks and their present characteristics would continue except for IDBI Bank. Analysts are of the opinion that henceforth IDBI Bank investors are likely to see a healthy appreciation of their investments due to various factors, including resolution of bad loans.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.